Look at him, Peter. Terrific end to the meeting in the end after what had been a real scrap for the first 12, 13 heats.
Yeah, it was close. You know, I kept our best two rider replacement riders to the end because I anticipated a big finish, and that's exactly what happened.
Quite a few positives you'll take from the meeting. Jacob Torsell, paid maximum tonight, looked very, very sharp.
Yeah, he was terrific today, and I must mention Kyle Howarth as well, who's worked on his fitness tremendously hard during the winter, and I think that paid immediate dividends. He looked like he really, you know, meant business, rode very well, and his points tally obviously was crucial in the end.
It's really important now that he's in the main body of the lineup that he can do that, and he certainly more than held his own.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. In the early part of the meeting, he was absolutely the star of the show. So I was very pleased with him, and we're pleased with the result. You know, at least we've got something to defend now.
Of course, they had a very experienced reserve who knows this track well in Nikolai Klint, who really kept them alive throughout the meeting. 16 points from Nikolai.
Yeah, fantastic performance from him. And without his points, they would have been sunk without trace, I think. But now we're pleased with where we're... You know, where we're at the end of today. This is a bit of a loosener for everybody, of course. And we look forward to Wednesday now to see if we can win down there.
A couple of pieces of key team riding, actually, and probably in Freddie Lindgren's last two races. He and Sam Masters found their way from third and fourth into the points in Heat 13. In Heat 15, he and Jakob did brilliantly to get themselves a 5-1 from behind.
Yeah, Sam's gating's disappeared. I don't quite know what's happened there, but he had a few mechanical issues, as did our two reserves. But as I say, these are very early days, and we need to get into some sort of rhythm, really.
And you mentioned the reserves. They're going to be very important again this year. It's asking an awful lot of them. They're very young lads.
They are. It's a big step up, you know, for Nathan especially. But I thought he acquitted himself well. He wasn't nervous in particular before the start. But again, you know, machine problems let both of them down, really. And we're going to be looking to improve the tackle, certainly.
You'd have wanted a minimum of 10 points to take to Wimborne Road, in fairness. So is that a workable lead, do you think, now?
Well, we think we're going to win Wednesday, so I would think it is, yeah.